The time is 2400 UTC on January 29th, 2006. This is a Wiki News Brief. The kidnappers of four Western peace activists held hostage in Iraq have released a new videotape and a statement threatening to kill the men. The previously unknown group, the Swords of Truth, demand that all Iraqi prisoners be released by U.S.-led forces. No deadline was set. The four hostages, which include two Canadians, an American, and a British citizen, were taken captive on November 26th and were last seen in a video 7 weeks ago. The roof of a trade hall in Poland has collapsed. Officials have confirmed 12 fatalities, and at least 100 people are believed to be still trapped inside. The collapse is believed to have been caused by large amounts of snow on the roof. At least 500 people were believed to be inside. Fatah activists continued to voice their fury at the results of the Palestinian elections. More than 400 protesters, including dozens of gunmen, took over the party's local office in Bethlehem to back demands that senior Fatah leaders resign. The party lost Palestinian parliamentary elections to a political party closely allied with the militant group Hamas earlier this week. U.S. President George Bush has threatened to block aid payments to the Palestinian Authority unless Hamas agrees to renounce violence. The widow of Challenger's commander laid a wreath of roses and carnations at a memorial honoring the fallen astronauts Saturday. The space shuttle exploded shortly after liftoff 20 years ago. That's your Wiki News Brief. To receive more up-to-date news items as they occur, please visit wikinews.org.